comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. Here's your host, Greg Mahochko.
Hello and welcome to a brand new Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast from jitterymonkey.com and available on all of your favorite podcast platforms. And if we're not, you let me know and I'll see what I can do to change that. But most importantly, and most recently, available on YouTube, which is where you can get the video version. And you can see smiling faces of your Nerds United team, like me, your host, Greg Mahochko. And over here, I don't know why, the co-host of the year, Mike Shapoopy Luther.
Hello.
What a fun word. I don't care what anybody says.
I think so, too.
What's a more fun word from old Hollywood in musicals? Shapoopy or supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
I mean, Shapoopy is easier to say, but the second one is probably more popular.
Yeah. Mike, I don't know if you know this or not. I missed you last week, my friend.
Well, I missed you too, sir.
Aw.
I forgot what we were both doing something last week. We were both.
So my other podcast, the Five Heart Podcast, we were supposed to do a live watch along of a movie after we raised some money for charity. And so we started that stream and got 7 minutes into the movie before YouTube kicked us off. Because apparently you just can't put a movie on and watch it on YouTube with a bunch of people.
Ah, okay. Wow.
So we turned that into just a nice little visit about movies and things like that, away from our usual Cornhusker stuff. And we set plans in motion to eventually just get together again, but not streaming live, but just as like a Zoom call or something like that.
Yeah, so, that'd be fun.
So we did that. And that was my Friday night. And that was when you would have been available and you had something going on Saturday night.
Yeah, I had some Saturday night fun. It was good.
Good deal. Yeah. And Sunday nights, let's just face it, we're pretty beat at the end of Sunday.
Yeah, that's understandable.
I spent last Saturday and into Sunday doing some stuff. Now, I know we usually start the show like, oh, have you bought anything? Have you read anything? I didn't buy any books. I did buy some storage materials. I got some bags and boards and even a couple boxes because I realized, you know what? The twins are three now. And since just before they were born, I have had a significant amount of my comics stashed in their closet. And I said, I want to get those out of there. I want to put them somewhere else. And now most of them are out in the garage. But Mike, I'm going to show you a picture, which you've seen, but obviously the viewing public hasn't seen. These are all the comics that I pulled out of the twins' closet last week.
Nice.
So what you see on top and on the floor there are the very long boxes that are probably 30 inches long. Got some other, kind of long boxes and some short boxes as well. Yeah, so a lot of comics came out of the storage, what was in storage for far too long, and now they reside in the garage up on the top shelf.
Okay. Any good finds there?
I was tickled to find some, and some of them had already passed through your hands. So I found A Man Among Ye. Bless you. I found Winter Soldier. I mean, I found a bulk of, really, gosh dang, a lot of my, individual runs, Blackest Night, Brightest Day from, 15 years ago now. But the one that I was hoping to find the most, that I was searching every box, Mike's not gone. He's just disappeared temporarily. The one that I found that I was hoping to find the most was the Alex Ross, Mark Waid, DC's Kingdom Come. So I have put that in a safe place and I'm actually rereading it now. And it's, I think that needs to be one that's, you know, maybe not annual reading, but every couple of years, I think you need to go back and read that again. Gosh, if nothing else, just for the, just to look at it, just the tremendous art, of that. And I don't know if you know this or not, but the table that Superman is looking at there is at a light construct from Green Lantern.
It looks like it has the Green Lantern symbol on it, or a version of that.
So. Mm-hmm. And you can also, I always laugh at this because like Superman is relatively unchanged. Wonder Woman is relatively unchanged, but Green Lantern off to Superman's right in the armor got old. Like you just tell.
Yeah.
He's 100% human and yes. ages like it.
Very true. Yeah.
But you know, so I'm early into that reread and it's been, you know, probably 5-6 years, if not more years since I've read it. So I'm eager to go back and dive into it again. But yeah, just, there are a few that I pulled out and said, got to give these a, as it is at your place, the list of books to read continues to, just increase.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is good.
Yep. And, yeah. Because I had this idea and I've ran it by you, so this isn't news to you, but again, news to the people. Because we transport books, you know, from your place to mine and vice versa so frequently, and sometimes it's just in a box that's not in the best condition or not conducive to transport comics. I said, you know what? I'm going to hold one of these, you know, comic boxes aside, and that'll be our transport box. So, I'm excited. There's a lot of stuff that I found in there that I'll be honest with you, I kind of forgot about.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's what I figured.
Honestly, yeah. And so I'm excited to get those in your hands because I'm fairly certain that I've read all of it. There's one that I know for a fact I have not read. I confessed this to Tim at Twilight Comics, Swansea, Illinois, when I popped in. It wasn't Tim. I'm sorry. It was Mark. When I popped in last Saturday to get the bags and boards and some of the organizing stuff. And I said, I've got so much that I haven't read yet. I said, I know one of them for sure is the classic story Mouse, you know, that now it's for some reason controversial. Right. I don't want to necessarily get into that, but I've got that. So if you're ever interested, okay. You know, that we can get that in your hands as well. I definitely want to read it. It's just, I haven't taken the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Or made it.
Yeah, I remember you talking about Miles like years ago, it seems.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you found some new stuff. I'm glad you found Kingdom Come. I'm really glad I found that because I kept thinking, I was like, is it here? But I'm like, I couldn't find it anywhere. So it's good that you have it. That's good.
You got some comics for the first time in a long time.
I got some comics. I finished reading one of them that it came from you. Which is the Sixth Gun. So finished reading that one. What else did I finish reading? Because I got my list here. Oh, I don't know. It's downstairs, I think, or up somewhere here. But Dark Knights of Steel, Volume 2.
Right.
I finished reading that one as well. That one was really good. Just the way they kind of intertwine the you know, DC superheroes and villains that you know and love, and the you know, medieval tales,
mm-hmm.
essentially. So that's a really good read. And then, so as far as ones I've gotten, I got, let me make sure this is the right one. Yes, so I got Gideon Falls, Volume 3. All right, put that one aside. I finished reading that one already too.
Well, and I did read in its entirety Gideon Falls Volume 1.
Yes. The and then I believe you like that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got Gideon Falls Volume 4.
My goodness. There's just more and more.
And then I can pick it up maybe tomorrow. Gideon Falls 5 and 6, which are I think it's 6 volumes total.
Okay. Right?
And then I have DC versus Vampires All Out War Part 1.
Is that Bane on the cover?
I believe so. Bane and Deadshot. Constantine looks like Booster Gold's. I just thought the title was good. And then by Mr. Mark Miller, I have Ultimate Fantastic Four, The Fantastic.
Nice.
Yes.
So that would, I believe that comes from the Ultimate. I mean, obviously, if it's right there on the book, the Ultimate Universe.
Yes.
Like how I pieced that one together, Mike.
Yes. Yes.
You said it, and I said, you know, I think that is it.
So I think we talked about maybe last, no, well, obviously not last week, at some point in time that we hadn't read a Fantastic Four comic. So that's why I wanted to pick that one up.
Yeah, because they're making a movie, whether we've read it or not.
That's true. Yeah. So.
Very good. Very good. I know you're big into the Gideon Falls story or universe or however. So I did, like I said, I finished Gideon Falls Volume 1. I'm going to take a time out to go relive some Kingdom Come, and then I'll go right into Gideon Falls Volume 2. So
yeah,
by that time, you'll have 3, 4, 5, and 6 read probably.
I will have them read, most likely. Yes, yeah. Hopefully. I want to get through those and then go to my other comics. And when I say get through those, I don't mean like, oh, it's good meter off. As I said, Volume 3, I probably read in 2 days. Mm. Volume 4, I could if I read tonight, I could probably finish most of it. But and then, like I said, I'll pick up Volume 5 and 6 tomorrow, I believe, if not Monday.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Mike, it has been, like we said, 2 weeks since we got together, and I want to go back even further to 2.5-ish weeks ago, because I don't know how we missed it on our last episode, but we forgot to discuss a few things that we had thrown, or at least one thing that we had thrown up on the Facebook page, and that is the Borderlands trailer.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Borderlands trailer?
Yes.
What did you think about it?
I thought it was really catchy. I thought it was it piqued my interest. Like you, I have never played Borderlands before. Right. I don't even know what system it's on.
The Xbox at one point.
Yeah, I'm sure. Maybe
apparently Xbox, PS4 and PS5 as well. So
okay, so yeah, that's kind of what I figured. Yeah, I never played it, but the trailer looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
I forget if it's coming out on theater or streaming service.
Series, so I believe I'm gonna.
It would be streaming service then, yeah. Right. Obviously,
I just wanted to kind of double check which one it was.
I'm gonna guess Prime. That seems like a Prime one.
That does sound about right. Borderlands. Well, it says it's a movie. Is it a movie?
Oh, I thought it
was. I this is not how I anticipated spending it. Hold on. And it's starring Kate Blanchett, Kevin Hart. I mean, we're starting like nobodies.
Oh yeah. Know? No, it's good.
What in the world? Sorry, Young Guns. You're getting bumped. I got to find out more about this Borderlands movie and how I don't know all about it already. Why can't there just be a quick and easy Wikipedia page for it, Mike? That's what I want to know. Do you like how you don't have the answer to that question either?
Let's see here. So what I did is I googled Borderlands movie.
That's what I did.
So Borderlands is an upcoming American science fiction action comedy directed by Eli Roth. So this is all on the Wikipedia page. Who co-wrote the screenplay based on the video game series. It is, if I scroll down a little bit, release date, August 9th, 2024, distributed by Lionsgate.
Okay. So, I found my problem. I had Googled Borderlands movie, but I was under news and not just all. So, I was missing out on some key intel. So,
don't worry. You'll figure out this internet thing eventually.
Someday. So, Borderlands, there's a picture of a video game, and you know, by all accounts, it looks fairly accurate and faithful adaptation. And like, you know, maybe Guardians of the Galaxy, because I know that's what I said on Facebook when it came out, as I was giving Guardians of the Galaxy vibes. Realistically, based on content, probably more like the James Gunn Suicide Squad.
Yes. You know, yeah.
For the violence, and the language. But looks a lot of fun. So, like you said, August is when that hits theaters. I contend still that, you know, with the exception of the Super Mario Brothers animated movie last year, that most video games probably are better adapted as series, like we saw with Twisted Metal last year. Yeah. But I'm unfamiliar enough with the world of Borderlands that I could see it, you know, working again in that vein of Suicide Squad, Guardians of the Galaxy, Ragtag, Bunch of Misfits, wreaking hell. So,
oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So that's one that we found out about a while ago. One that we found out about just this week, Mike, in a similar situation of it's a video game we never played, but now, and we did confirm this is adapted as a series, and that is Fallout.
Yeah, again, another one we haven't played.
What? I mean, you play Red Dead Redemption and Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yes. That should be a series.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I'm not doubting. Like, I'm not saying, you know, but is it just because of the storytelling aspect of it? Or, like, do you ever think that they could successfully make a God of War like Kratos series?
I mean, it depends who writes it, obviously. Could they do it? Yeah. And that's another one that I think would be super popular. I thought wasn't there God of War coming out? Oh God, no, never mind. Don't even look it up. Don't even look it up. Because we're gonna do 5 more minutes of silence. No, okay. People have already tuned off.
No, it's fine. So there's a God of War. Well, I don't think that's it.
I could be wrong. I thought for some reason we had talked about that there being a God of War series.
God of War is finally getting a live action adaptation after almost 2 decades of being stuck in development hell. And though it's in the early stages, there's plenty of news. God of War video game series began in 2005 following the titular god Kratos, who was tricked into killing his family by Ares. So, we'll just say at some point, maybe.
Yeah. but that will be a good one, though. I hope.
I think so.
Yeah, and as far as Red Dead Redemption 2 goes, like the series for that would be, again, it depends on the writers and stuff like that, but it has potential to be great. There's a great storytelling there.
And again, that's a game that is, I know it's very popular, and I know that you enjoy it, so I will definitely defer to your expertise on that. They are at least rumored that they're going to take a recent comic book series and adapt it into a movie. And that is from DC, and it's the Jurassic League, kind of like the Justice League, except they're all dinosaurs. Yeah.
Have a book of like, Jurassic?
I have all the complete run, 1 through 6.
Oh, okay, perfect, perfect.
In fact, that's what Junior was wanting to take number 4 upstairs and read earlier. And I was like, no, your bed, the way you're likely to roll over on, it's not the place for comic books.
Okay.
So you can read tomorrow. Coming allegedly, just rumors as of right now. But he got a little interest in that. So we'll nurture that to the best of our ability. And then I put a video up that you were able to see, and now it's gone. I'm probably going to take the link down, but it was just a fun little video. Instead of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, it's the Middle-Aged Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
I commented, I'm glad that you have seen it, because I said, I've never seen myself in a cartoon until
now. Right.
But that was a lot of fun. So we talked about Fallout, and then I got this information from Tim at Twilight Comics, Swansea, Illinois, and I basically repurposed the entire thing and found the article where it confirmed. But one of our, you know, more read writers, stay with me, I know that sounds weird, one of the writers who we've read more stuff, Die, Once in Future, Kieran Gillen, is writing a new story for Image Comics, and it's about super humans, superpowers. It's called The Power Fantasy, and I just want to, for those of you who maybe didn't see it on social media, read the premise to you. And it says, this kind of sold me on just these two images. It says, the first extra normal individuals appeared in 1945. Some described them as having superpowers. It's easy to laugh at the naivete. We now know the term has a specific technical meaning. To be a superpower means you possess the destructive capacity of the nuclear arsenal of the United States of America. There are six beings with superpowers on Earth. The world's continued existence relies on them never coming into conflict. So I just thought that that was a real interesting premise. Again, Kieran Gillen will write with Kaspar Weingard and Clayton Cowles doing some of the art. So August of this year is when those can expect to hit the news, or, you know, newsstands, comic shops, etc. So what do you think about that premise, Mike?
That sounds fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know, especially when I heard it was Kieran Gillen, I really got interested in it then.
It's I don't think I've seen any of this, the art from this Kaspar. I'm gonna say Weingard. It's the way it's spelled, it looks very Nordic, and so I'm sure I'm way well off. But so the one I'm going with now. But again, yeah, Kieran Gillen, I'm half sold on. If we ever actually get around to doing our top five writers episode, there's a chance that he might appear in both of our lists. Not entirely sure about that.
Yeah.
So anyway, that kind of is my quick rundown, Mike, of the news and notes. Did you have anything else that caught your eye that you wanted to discuss before we get into the topic?
Not really. I mean, I didn't think anything too much was going on this week or last week, really. But we had some good topics.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Real quick, let's remind the good people out there, especially if you are watching this on YouTube, now's a great time to hit that like button. And if you haven't already, subscribe and hit the notification bell so that you are informed every time we drop a new episode. We'll pause 5 seconds now for you to go and do just that. All right, Mike, would you like to tell the good people what our topic or our main event, our headliner act for this evening is?
Well, it's the same thing we did 2 weeks ago, except for the DC version. Essentially, we're taking 15 random DC movies. We each picked 15, and the other person has to choose the five that they would want to see. The rest are gone. They can no longer watch them in this hypothetical world.
All right. And who would you like to go first?
I forgot who went first last time.
I don't know. Probably me.
Okay. So I'll go first.
Yes, okay.
You did go first. Yes.
All right. That means that I will put up the image of the ones that I selected for you.
Yes.
And by the way, I don't know, did you find that it was a lot harder because the DC movies are dominated by Batman and Superman
until
the last decade?
I found it was harder and harder to find. I wanted to find maybe some obscure ones, mm-hmm. and there just wasn't.
Not too many.
Yeah. In fact, I thought it, because I was like, okay, DC movies, looked them up, you know, and then some of them, Google was like, I thought they were DC. I'm like, okay, these are interesting ones. And then then it was Marvel movies that I didn't know about. Like,
I'm very curious. Okay.
Dark Man. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't look too much into it.
I'm trying to think of, so like 300, was that independent?
I would have no idea. Yeah. Probably independent, my guess would be. The other one was Steel, which I thought that was a DC, but then when I looked it up somewhere, it said Marvel.
That's totally DC.
Oh, it is DC. What, damn it. I mean, I don't think I put that one on there.
You did.
Oh, I did. Okay, never mind. Okay, good. Well, I was right then.
Spoiler for a few minutes down the road. All right, so these are the ones that I selected for you. I also, you know, I think you have the obligatory, you have to have include some Batman, Superman, but I also tried to vary it up a little bit. And a couple, maybe one or two in here that might surprise you. One for sure, you're going to look and be like, oh, I'm definitely not picking that one.
Okay.
And well, I'll just show you.
Yeah, let's see it. Let's see it.
All right. So here are the ones that I picked for Mike, and I'll read them to you, Mike, or you know, you can read them, but for the benefit of the people listening, we have Watchmen, Shazam, Blue Beetle, The Batman, The Dark Knight, Superman the movie, Green Lantern, Constantine, Birds of Prey, and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn, Batman 89, The Suicide Squad, not to be confused with Suicide Squad, The Suicide Squad, Jonah Hex, Wonder Woman, Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, and Aquaman.
Okay, pretty good list. By the way, did you have your list picked out before or after I sent you all my images?
Yes.
Both?
No, after.
After, okay, okay. All right, so no, good list to pick from, honestly. There's ones that just stick out like automatically, like Wonder Woman. I really liked the first Wonder Woman.
Right.
The second one I liked as well, but it not as much. But I really liked the first one, so that I'm definitely picking Wonder Woman. You got to go with the classic Batman, the 89 Batman, for sure. And okay, here's the thing: the Suicide Squad. That's the James Gunn version, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that one's definitely, I've seen that one multiple times. One that I haven't seen in a while, but is a classic, to say the least, is Superman the movie. In fact, I think I started watching it not that long ago. I never finished it. So that one's going on the list. I got four of them already.
Oh, it's the movie that believed men could fly.
Yes. Now, Green Lantern automatically kicked out. Jonah Hex, no. Even though I haven't seen Jonah Hex, even the what's his name?
I know exactly who you're talking about. The guy who plays
Thanos and Cable, Josh Brolin.
Thank you.
Even Josh Brolin doesn't like it.
Well, what does he know?
You know. There's one I just keep looking at, and I have to put it on my list to make out the five. Although I'm there's a lot of them on here that are good. Like the Constantine version. Well, I mean, it's Constantine in this version because we don't have a Constantine movie. I like it, but the more I learn about Constantine, it falls flat kind of.
Okay.
Aquaman is a great movie. I haven't seen it in a long time though. You know what? I just have to go with the one I keep looking at. And that is of course going to be The Dark Knight.
I was wondering, you know, where.
Yeah.
When you were going to get to that one.
Yeah. Nothing else is going to be that one. I've seen several times.
Yeah.
Amazing movie. Great trilogy too.
While it's up here. Did you watch Aquaman 2, The Lost Kingdom?
I did. Let's talk about that. Okay. Well, I mean, we talk about it now if you want.
Yeah.
Before you just, I thought overall the movie was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. Not bad at all. You know, interesting that there's not going to be any more of that version of DC, you know, so it kind of just ended,
right?
Which I guess happens to movies. I really liked the interaction between Aquaman and his brother, Jason Momoa, and whatever that guy's name is.
Patrick Wilson.
That sounds about right. He looks like a Patrick Wilson. I really like their interaction. Here's the special effects. Were god awful. They were horrible special effects. And for a movie that came out in 2024 or 2023, technically, I guess, maybe one of the theaters, I don't understand. I could not get past how bad they were. So there's a scene where Patrick Wilson picks up a roach or whatever.
Yeah.
It goes to eat it. His face looked fake. The cockroach was definitely fake, which I don't know why you would do that. You could, if you're paying somebody millions of dollars, they don't have to eat the cockroach, but like, hey, pick up the cockroach. But it was like, I think you could do a better version of a cockroach in my hand, and then it was just, I'm like, my God. But so I've, yeah.
We'll just pretend this is the cockroach.
Yeah. Hmm. Everything was so just so bad on it. And then the end credit scene, by the way, spoiler alert if you haven't seen this, is Aquaman coming out and addressing the, you know, United Nations or something like that. I forget exactly who, but like letting him know about, you know, his land.
Atlantis, yeah.
Atlantis, yeah. And then of course saying I am Aquaman, which I'm like, oh, so you just stole that from the Iron Man. Or not the Iron Man, but yeah, the Iron Man, which is what I like to call him. You just stole that exactly from there, of him, Iron Man coming out during a press conference and mm-hmm. saying, you know, I am Iron Man.
Well, you know, what else is he going to say?
Oh, you don't have that scene in there. You don't have to say anything. That's the thing.
I don't have a problem with the scene. I don't even have a problem with the line, because the whole point was Arthur trying to make peace between the land half and his sea half, you know, and in doing so, he's like, we can help. Like, there's a lot of things that we as Atlanteans can do to help the landlubbers. You know, we can share our technology. We can try to clean up the oceans together. You know, we don't have, like in the first movie, we don't have to just throw all the trash back onto the beaches, you know? So I watched that, but I didn't bump up against that I am Aquaman scene.
That's not the worst. That's not the worst part of the movie. It was just like,
it's 15 years after the Iron Man movie. So we can forgive a little bit, right?
It was just very obvious. That's what they were doing.
Was he wearing a suit though? If he wasn't wearing a suit, I don't know if it counts.
Yeah, no, it was super obvious. But then, look, that's fine, you know. What did you think about the movie overall?
It was fine.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
If anything, it kind of, not that I you know, well, I don't want to. I'm not here as a Zack Snyder DC apologist in that regard, but it's kind of nice to, like, just know that there's some finality there, and like that's the end, and it doesn't have to tie into the next thing,
right?
So, but you know, it was, I'm sorry, like zombie fish people,
you know, like, yeah,
and this whatever this broken trident picked up by Black Manta, now it's imbuing him with powers that he can. You know, I was like, I did my best to suspend disbelief,
right?
given the circumstances, but it was tough.
Yeah.
C plus, well, B minus at best.
Yeah. And that is the last movie of the DCEU before we get into the Gunniverse. So they had to make it, and it's out there, and okay.
Is that what they're calling it, the Gunniverse?
No, but that's what I'm going to call it. I think that's what everyone's going to call it. The James Gunniverse.
That's fine.
Or James Gunn's DC, whatever. I think it is. So in the past, I think people called it DCEU. So like the version with Aquaman and Superman, all that, we call it the DCEU. And then they came out, I believe, and said that it's called Worlds of DC. I remember them talking about that during, you know, whatever, Comic-Con or something like that. And then it just didn't stick. Everyone was like, "No, there's MCU and DCEU, you know,
right?"
So, but I think it's officially DCEU with James Gunn.
Well, I want to back up just briefly here, because while we're talking about, you know, other off the beaten path movies, 300 was a Dark Horse comic. So,
oh, okay.
All right, Mike, does that mean it's my turn?
Yeah, let's see yours, or I mean mine, and you know.
I'll put them up here and you read them to the audience.
Okay. All right, so we have Joker, Wonder Woman 84, Batman and Robin. Is that just did I just give you Superman?
No, it's let me see if I can. There we go.
Oh, okay.
Superman 4, well, Quest, like, for Peace.
I wouldn't have done that. Superman 4, Quest for Peace. We have
You didn't give me any easy ones this time.
we have Man of Steel. The was it 66 Batman?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's the Batman. You know, they made a movie. Supergirl, Steel, Suicide Squad, not the James Gunn version. Shazam, Fury of the Gods, Swamp Thing, Flash, Superman Returns, Justice League, and that's not the Zack Snyder one. That's the Justice League. And then Batman Forever.
Yeah, I could beat you.
It was hard finding bad. Well, not too hard, but I wish I could have found more bad DC movies. If I would have known you didn't like Aquaman 2 as much, I would have put that one on here.
All right, so let's go. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off. Oh my gosh. Man of Steel.
Okay. That's I don't want to say good movie, but out of this list, that's probably one of the best.
Superman Returns.
Okay. Look, a lot of people shit on Superman Returns. I have it. I had it on DVD and I've watched it several times.
I think it came out in 06.
Probably about right.
And I had a torrent of it that I had acquired and watched from my computer in my room that I was a roommate with, best friend of the show, Josh, and like four or five other people. I had my own room. So as soon as I could, it took forever to download because it was 2006. So that's how I first saw Superman Returns. Oh man, get this list. I'll do Batman Forever.
Batman Forever. Okay.
Like, I know it's not the first Batman movie I saw, but it's the one that I remember being really excited about. Like when Batman came out in 89, depending on what time of year it was, I was 6 or 7, you know?
Yeah.
And Batman Returns came out, and honestly, what, 2-3 years later, parts of it freaked me out. But I was just that right age, and Jim Carrey was a top star.
Yes.
In like 95. So I was super excited about the movie. I'd have to double check if mom and dad had, but I remember we had one, if not one, two, maybe the McDonald's folks back in the day, McDonald's had really cool like toys and accessories and things like that. So I had a glass that was a McDonald's like tie in, like I don't know if it was Happy Meal, but so you could get it at McDonald's, and they had one for Batman, Robin, Two-Face, and Riddler. And I had the Two-Face one for years. I don't know what ever happened to it. I'd have to check with mom and dad, see if they 86'd it. But all right, so those are three. What did you do to me?
I mean, look, you have some good ones. Look, the 66 Batman movie, maybe, you know, thing of your childhood. Maybe, you know, you watch that. Shazam, Fury of the Gods. It sure is a movie.
but given the competition, I got to say Shazam, Fury of the Gods.
Okay. You want to put that one down? Okay.
And that is not anywhere near, in my opinion, as good as the first one.
You are correct.
So interesting thing about Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing was on, it's been easily 15 years. I don't know. I watched it for the first time, if maybe ever, you know, like as a grown adult. There is full, I don't want to say full frontal, but there's full toplessness from a female, the female lead in this movie. Like she's going for a swim or something like that. And she's just, I'm in the swamp and who cares about leeches? I'm just going to take my clothes off. That movie had a PG rating when it came out in 1980, whatever.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was like, I didn't expect that from a DC movie. That being said, oh, why couldn't it have been any other Superman movie? I feel like you did this to punish me.
When we did the Marvel, I picked one that I knew you liked. So I picked you know, good ones. This time I purposely picked bad ones.
Yep. I'm honestly so far I have two Superman, a Batman, Shazam. This is tough. You're reveling in this. I'm probably going to go Batman. Like the Batman 66, 67, I think is when it came out.
Yeah.
60s the Adam Batman. West Batman okay. movie.
Okay. Not bad. Not bad.
You suck.
All right. Now here's the thing. Go back to my list and then I'll pick my five.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, wait, never mind.
I said,
go back to my list, which we're already on.
Right.
I should have had you go to, yeah. You know, okay. I'm just going to pick these. This own. Okay.
Okay.
So, all right. I'm going to go Justice League. The Justice League. Look, it's not great, but it is what it is. And then I'm going to pick Man of Steel for kind of the same reason.
Part of this is you. This is self-inflicted on you at this point.
Yes. Yes. And there's one that I'm obviously not. Superman 4 is obviously not getting picked.
No.
Look, I'm going to go with Flash. It was fine. I might watch it again. Who knows?
Huh?
For nostalgia reasons, I'm going 60s Batman.
Okay. So you've got Man of Steel, 60s Batman, Flash.
Uh-huh. I have Justice League.
Man of
Steel. Yeah. And so I need one more. Oh, you know what? I think I mentioned it before. The Wonder Woman 84, it wasn't great by any means. I don't think it was. I wonder if it was in my head, what's better, Shazam Fear of the Gods or Wonder Woman 84? Neither one of them, I think I've watched more than once. But you know what? I would probably watch Shazam Fear of the Gods again, honestly, if I had to, between those two.
So if I remember correctly, Wonder Woman 84 was like a launch part with the HBO Max, HBO Max,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that I think came out.
Well, I don't know if it was. I mean, it went on that streaming service, yes. Right. But I think because it was part of, like, it was during the COVID thing,
right before COVID.
Was it okay? Because that's why I don't think it went in theaters.
Oh no, you're right. It was during COVID because it was released to the streaming service on Christmas of 2020.
Yeah.
So you're right. It was after COVID, or not after, in the middle of COVID. Yeah. Excuse me. So I remember I watched Wonder Woman 84 Christmas night when my family was asleep. Merry Christmas to me, right? What did I do so wrong, Santa? Is that like my Krampus coming to visit me? And I watched it like the next day or the day after that with my wife because, you know, Wonder Woman. And that's the last time I've seen that movie. I don't think I've seen that movie in the year 2021 or beyond. So
it might be the same for me, honestly.
So you gave me a pretty brutal list that you in turn had to absorb.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull up my list for you now and give you my five.
Okay.
I'm going to go right down that second row or second column. I mean, for Superman, the movie, Batman 89 and Wonder Woman.
So those three right away.
Okay.
Fair.
You know I'm going to keep Green Lantern.
That's what I figured. Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought that was going to be first pick.
Well, you know, there's got to be some mystery, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so outside of Green Lantern, we're the same. Because you had Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman as well.
Yes.
I mean, you know what? I'm going to make an adjustment. I'm going to replace the Dark Knight in place of I don't know. Because then I'm saying that some other movie's better than Batman 89. So we're just going to have two Batman movies. We're going to have Dark Knight, Batman 89, Wonder Woman, Superman the movie, and Green Lantern.
That's fair. That's a good list.
So if I had done like Aquaman or, you know, something silly like that, they'd be like, more Justice League.
But yeah.
No, I didn't do that. So yeah, we'll go by. And here's the thing. I've seen Jonah Hex. I think I actually own Jonah Hex.
You've talked about how you like it.
I don't. It's worth a watch. First of all, Josh Brolin's a good actor.
Yes.
I mean, you can say he's a great actor. And in this role, he does the very best he can. And that's all you can ask of him. It's got Megan Fox, but it also has John Malkovich and it has Michael Fassbender. And you get what you get out of it. It's got Jeffrey Dean Morgan in it in a small role. I mean, it's not. I understand where he's coming from because it was not the commercial or critical success that he thought it'd be, but a lot of movies don't hit. And Jonah Hex was a risk because it's not a top tier character. Like DC was trying to go. I say this not with any disrespect or flippantly making this, but like DC tried to go off the reservation with something, you know. They went with something that was a lesser known property. And again, not everybody's going to see it. They did the same with Constantine though. I mean, not everybody knew about Constantine in what was that? 06, something like that. When that movie came out, I mean, a lot of people probably didn't even realize it was a comic book movie. You know, they just thought, oh, cool, Keanu Reeves in a new thing.
Honestly, that's probably what it was.
And you know, for what it was, again, I enjoy Constantine. Constantine had a young Shia LaBeouf. It had Gavin Rossdale. You know, it had Tilda Swinton. Constantine's not a bad movie. It, you know, I wanted to be varied. It's tough on the DC side again because it's so Batman Superman heavy, but at least I tried to avoid, you know. Well, I put Jonah Hex in there, like I put Ghost Rider in there 2 weeks ago for myself. But like I tried to avoid the super obvious. Like I didn't put Catwoman in there for you,
right?
Something like that. So, but these are always fun, and I appreciate. I don't mind the little bit extra, you know, pre-production work it takes me. On the front end to make these types of shows happen. So, yeah. And all this spawned out of the fact that I found some 80s movie one.
Yes.
You know, the week, you know, 3 weeks back now, I said, let's talk about that. And so here we are. And I don't know what one we'll do next, but you look like movies. Oh, there's going to have to be like one of those already made, right? Like,
that's okay.
Or are we going to make our own?
Yeah, of course we're making our own. We're making our own. Well, although honestly, yeah, yes, I would say pick our own. But yeah, if you find a 90s one that's already made, yeah, that's cool too. We can do three. Like I make one, you make one, and then we can look at the 90s movies. Don't do it right now. But
no, I'm not.
Yeah, but yeah, so that'd be it. Yeah, 90. Yeah, we got to remember that 90s movies next week.
We'll definitely do it. I tell you what. One thing I do want to point out when I was. What I did is you're great with all the images that you sent me for your list, but I tried to see if I could find any that might fit my thing better. And right. So I was looking for ones for Steel that might say more than just Steel, and obviously right. I ended up using the one that you used, but I got to show you this picture because the movie Steel came out in 1997.
Okay. By the way, I saw the movie too.
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times.
Probably, yeah. Same.
let's see. I'm gonna see Shaq draft. So Shaq was drafted in 1992. So he'd 5 years in the league. You're looking at maybe 4.5, maybe when he filmed this movie. Anyway, yeah. I just want to show you. Not for your benefit, for people watching, what late 90s Shaq looked like. Because Shaq now is he's put on some size, but Shaq in 97 was still pretty svelte.
Yes.
it's you know, fun to kind of remember that. And I remember, I've never been a big NBA guy. You know, like the highlight for me was the 90s and the Bulls. But like I remember Shaq being drafted to the Magic from LSU, and I remember Penny Hardaway joining that team, you know, eventually, and you know they had a lot of lofty expectations, but you know Shaq was kind of like that first guy outside of Jordan who's trying to branch out, and you know because he did rap and he had the movie. I think there's something there to a Steel remake, not of that movie, but for the character.
They did in was it Superman and Lois, the latest one?
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. In season one they updated that character. And now obviously that character is not going to be used anymore. The Superman and Lois, I think their season four is going to be their last one.
Right.
And from what I've heard, it's because they didn't want confusion between the James Gunn Superman and a TV Superman or whatever. So
isn't that dumb?
Yes. Yes, very. Because I thought the three seasons of Superman and Lois, I think that's what it's called, was very good.
Superman and Lois, you're right.
Yeah.
Now, because the Flash with Grant Gustin was starting to taper off already.
Yes.
No, like,
yes.
So they didn't have that marketplace confusion. But, you know, like, people would know that they're two different entities. I don't understand the mentality of, well, let's cut this one off at the knees to support something that, I mean, like, look, I thanks to you, I've been listening to Inside of You, Michael Rosenbaum, and I listened to that episode with Nicholas Holt,
right,
who's going to be Lex Luthor, and they're getting ready to start filming, but I just don't think that you know, that'd be cause for alarm or confusion. Like, they can they can exist.
I absolutely agree they can exist, especially if you just be like, oh, this is an Elseworld property, you know, because that's what they talked about doing with, you know, Joker, Folie à Deux. That one's still coming out. The Batman 2 is still coming out. And those aren't part of the James Gunn universe.
Right.
They are. They even said that they called it Elseworlds.
Do you think that, and maybe it'll depend on, you know, box office success, but do you think that there will be a third Batman movie?
Like you said, depends on box office success. I would say yes.
Do you think there'll be a third Joker?
No.
Because eventually, like, Batman would, or Bruce Wayne would grow up and face them, and at that point, Joaquin Phoenix can be 70 years old.
So. Right, exactly, yeah.
So, excellent, man. Well, what else? Anything else we have tonight?
I don't think so.
You're a good man, Mike.
I try.
You are tremendous. And all the ladies love you, and all the men want to be you.
Sure.
Going to the gym now?
I am not going to the gym. It's my rest day today. Tomorrow I got stuff to do around 10, and then 11, and then I might either go to the gym before that, depends on when I wake up, or afterwards. And then
Are you letting that winter beard grow out again a little bit?
No.
Just looks a little fuller here than it did a couple weeks
ago. I mean, it's fuller. I haven't trimmed it since I trimmed it way down, but I got to find the right clippers for that and then do it. So it's not too bad. Yeah, no, it'll get trimmed. Maybe in a week or something.
You look good.
I try.
I can see. I see what the lady. Well, never mind. We're going to move on. that is it for this episode of Nerds United. We thank you for joining us and for hanging out with us. And again, make sure that if you're on YouTube, hit that like button, subscribe, and ring that bell for notifications so that we can ring you when there's new content. As always, keep doing what you're doing. Tell your friends about us, and you know, we'll get this thing off the ground eventually, or not. At this point, I think we're just having fun, and is what it is. But for the co-host of the year, Mike Luthor, Greg Mahochko here. This is Nerds United, and we remind you each and every week to be kind
and rewind.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.